is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next on News for the Soul, hand analysis with Christine. Christine is certified by the International Institute of Hand Analysis and says everyone is here in this life for specific reasons with a unique design defining how we see the world, what motivates us, and what challenges us. Our fingerprints, the only aspect of our hands that can't change, reveal our life, purpose, and more. She says hand analysis can help you create a life of purpose and meaning. Connect with us for your own hand reading with Christine, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Christine back to News for the Soul.
Hello, is Grace Ann on the line?
Yes, hello, how are you?
Hi, Grace Ann, how are you?
I'm good, good, doing good. Fine today.
Awesome. So it's been, what, about 45 years or so since I've seen you? Right?
Many years, yes.
So for people listening, I grew up with Grace Ann. We were neighbors, and we were never really what I would consider close friends or anything. We always just knew who each other was. So I didn't really know you well then, and so I certainly don't know you now. So this is going to be interesting, huh?
Very interesting. Right? I'm so excited.
Yeah, so I've been getting to know you with your handprints the last couple of days. I do have to say these were not the best handprints ever, but I was able to get what I needed from them. So that's what matters. I was able to figure out your fingerprints, and so that's important. Yeah, there are a few missing pieces, which, are not crucial. Not your fingerprints, but like the very middle of your hand didn't print real well on one of them. But we'll leave that as a mystery. So, not knowing you or like what you do at all these days, I'm going to just kind of throw a few thoughts out there as far as, based on your hands, the kind of person I think you are. And tell me if this is accurate. Okay.
Okay.
I'm starting with kind of general stuff before I get into more specific things. Have you listened to any of these shows? I'm just curious.
No, I have not.
Okay, so you have no idea what I'm even going to talk about at all here, right?
No idea.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to say what I was going to say, and then I'll give you a little bit of background about like what's in your hand, what's in the hands in general, the kind of things I will and will not tell you, okay? excuse me. So what I was going to start with is, in general, I am thinking that you're a strong thinker. You're very logical. You're a get things done kind of person, very responsible and work oriented. And, that's your life. And the more challenging parts of your life have more to do with relationships. Would that be accurate?
Totally. Completely. Yes.
Okay, so that gives you a little bit of an idea that this stuff is real, okay, right?
Yeah.
If there was any doubt. And I'll tell you why I'm saying those things also. I'm not going to just, I'll tell you why I'm saying that is to start out with your the clearest line on your hand is your headline, especially on your left hand. So your headline is the one that – so if you're looking at your hand, there's the top horizontal line is your heart line, like that starts under your fingers. The next one under that starts between your index and thumb, and index finger and thumb, and goes across your hand to the other side. That's your headline. All right.
Okay.
And the one on your left hand is nice and clear and perfectly straight. To me, that's a gifted problem solver headline. Says that you're a problem solver. You're a thinker, logical thinker.
Much.
But the, like your heart line, that's kind of a mess. We'll get into some of that stuff. But hands are pretty literal. Headline talks about how you think. Your heart line talks about your emotional style and things like that. And also, your hands are kind of earthy. as far as the elements, I see earth and fire, and that's just kind of, it's hard to explain how I see that, but that's the shape of your hands is, earth is basically solid and reliable and grounded and work oriented again.
Mm-hmm.
Fire is action oriented. So that's kind of where, those are where I got the things that I started out with saying, but we're going to get more specific, and I'm going to, you know, I'll be asking you some questions, and you can, you know, answer to whatever degree you feel comfortable. So we don't need to, like, you know, nothing that you have to say here to make you uncomfortable, just whatever you want to. But it does need to be a conversation for you to get something out of it, okay? I'm not going to just tell you a bunch of stuff, all right? excuse me, let me grab some water here. I don't know about where you are, but there's a lot of pollen here these days.
Yeah.
So it makes keep clearing my my lungs. So let's see, where are we? So all right. So just in general, your fingerprints are the only aspect of your hands that can't change, and that's where your life purpose is written. All right, that's your soul's agenda for what you came here to learn and do in this life. And in your life, in your fingerprints are your life purpose and your life lesson, okay? That's been with you since before you're born. Doesn't change. Everything else in your hands, the shape of your hands, the lines, texture, color, all that stuff is more about your personality, and all of that can change over time. All right?
Okay.
Because like with repeated thoughts or behaviors, a line can change because lines are connected to the neural pathways of your brain. So if your brain changes, it shows up in your hands. Okay, so we put these things together, your soul's agenda, your soul psychology from your fingerprints, along with your personality psychology from your palm, and we get a picture of who you are. And the thing is, by looking at your hands, I don't know how you're doing with anything that I see today without a conversation. So there's nothing necessarily good or bad in your hands. So anything that I see has an upside possibility and a downside possibility, which is why it's good to understand how you're designed. Because when things aren't going really well, we can go, oh, well, that's my life lesson or whatever it is. And we all have one of those, by the way. So let's start with, if I were to ask you, what your life purpose is. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Wow. So I'll be honest. Yeah, as you know, my age, I have always struggled with knowing my life purpose.
Oh,
so,
you came to the right place.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Exactly why I was intrigued by what you do.
Good.
I know what makes me happy, what doesn't make me happy. I know what comes natural to me for the most part, but I really have not figured out my life purpose. So hoping to find that out
today. Okay, then. Well, then I'll tell you what I think it is or what your fingerprints say it is. Anyway, let's see. Shall I start with your life lesson? It doesn't really matter with you. We'll start with your purpose because that's what got me interested in this years ago. It's like that's all I wanted to know. But it turns out your life lesson is actually can be even more useful because that's what gets in the way of you getting to your life purpose. Sometimes it distracts us and takes our energy away from our purpose. But anyway, your purpose is on three fingers. Your life purpose is just wherever your highest ranked fingerprint is. It's a simple system and. It could be on one finger or two or many. For you, it's on three of them. And so there's three different parts of it. And I'm going to give it a name first. That I put them all together and give it a name, and you may or may not relate to it the way that I'm saying it. But then I'm going to break it down to the different parts, and maybe you will relate to it better that way. Okay. So the way I'm going to say it initially is passionate, influential businesswoman.
Wow.
So how does that feel?
Passionate. I'm taking notes. I apologize. Passionate.
That's fine.
What was the second
influential,
one?
Influential. Passionate, influential businesswoman.
Hmm.
Does that feel like it might be right?
A little. No, not really. A little surprised, Passionate for
well,
sure.
Well, I'm going to – well, the business part I'm can have different ways of saying that. So I'm going to break this down, and you
okay.
can – maybe we can come up with a life purpose statement that does feel right to you, but it's using the same elements. So
okay.
Passionate comes from and actually this one is really your highest ranked fingerprint is passionate. It's your left index finger is we call the index finger is Jupiter. So passion, that's personal power. So living your passions. Like for example, my daughter, that's the only highest ranked fingerprint she has. So her purpose is living her passions. So if we just take that element alone, that part of it is about connecting with us. So like you said earlier, it's good that you know the things that you love to do and that you're passionate about. I don't know if you use that word, but it's about being clear about what you want. And, you know, that sounds simple, but it isn't always easy to know what you want, you know. And so it's about knowing what you want and following that. So that's the first part of it. Because
okay.
a lot of times you may be very successful, but you might have followed your parents' path of what they wanted you to do or something. And so you have, you know, a nice house and a lot of money, but you wanted to be, you know, a musician and you're a lawyer instead. And, you know, that's – so people do that all the time, you know. So that's why it's important to follow your passions. Okay?
I actually don't know my passion career-wise.
All right. Well, that's not – a surprise, because a lot of times with the passion as part of your purpose, a lot of times we're going to live our life purpose inverse at times, which is, you know, that piece of it is, I don't know what I want, I don't, you know, being disconnected from that. And there are things that, actually some of the things I'm going to tell you may help you get more clear on that. So okay. Some of the things might surprise you what I'm going to tell you. I don't know, because again, I don't know you anymore. but so we'll see if some of the things that I add in will help you get more clear. Okay. But okay. So anyway, so passion is part of it.
Okay.
The influential piece comes from that was the passion is left Jupiter, left index. The right index finger is power out in the world. It's basically leadership. But a lot of people don't really like the word. Some people have a problem with leadership, and they think leaders are evil, and, you know, I'm not, you know, like that. And so I don't like to use the word leadership right away necessarily, but basically, right, Jupiter is about leadership. But a woman of influence is another way of saying that without saying leadership, basically. So that's why I added the term influential. And then I said business woman because that would be your right Saturn finger, which is your right middle finger. Now, here's the thing about right Saturn. Right Saturn is really, it's about responsibility. It can be business, but it doesn't have to be. Like, you don't have to necessarily run a business, but it's really about another way of saying right Saturn life purpose. You could call it, you could call it master of responsibility and integrity.
Mm.
So
okay.
It's about knowing your worth, enjoying your work. Let me see. So it's really about. So Saturn is about responsibility, systems, organization.
Mm-hmm.
Well, money definitely fits under that category. So are you somebody who's organized and are you good with money in general, or not really?
I am, and I'm not.
Okay.
I am very
okay.
responsible when it comes to money. As far as planning for the future type,
mm-hmm.
little bit, you know, but not
mm-hmm.
where I wish I were.
Okay, well, so you got work to do. I mean, that's the thing.
We all
have work to do. Doesn't mean you're going to be born being good at this. Okay.
Right.
But your fingerprints
right.
want you to work on it.
Yeah, wow.
So some other things that go along with the right. I feel like this is not necessarily the most important piece of it, but it kind of is because maybe it's the most confusing part of it, of your life purpose. And so – I'm just looking up some notes, some ways of saying it for you that you might be able to relate to a little bit differently. Hold on. So what about integrity? Do you feel like you have good integrity with yourself? Like you yeah. say you're going to do something, you know, you keep your word, that kind of thing. Like, is that important to you?
Yes, absolutely.
So here's kind of a checklist for people with this life purpose, with the, you know, the right Saturn purpose. Holding yourself accountable for your actions and holding other people accountable. I'm ethical mm-hmm. in my business dealings. I can make a living doing what I really want to do. And yes, I know you're not sure about that because that's the Jupiter piece you have to figure out. I value my contribution to the world. I'm responsible with time and money. I complete my tasks, large and small.
Totally.
I know my true worth and freely recognize the worth of others.
I take
time to smell the roses. So even though work is important to you, you're not all work and no play, right? Or are you?
More work than play, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, like I said in the beginning, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have a pretty good life-work balance. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I figured just from the initial things I said, I figured work was, you know, you're a worker kind of person, and that comes easy. But so, I mean, you'll have to, like, we don't have enough time to dig deeper into that. You can, you know, kind of chew on what all those things mean for you. But I want to bring in some other things while we have time, okay? So, and here's another part that – so the other part of your fingerprints – is your life lesson. And it's really connected to your life purpose. They work together. Okay. So your life lesson is about, it's about relationships. It's about love. It's about emotional authenticity. So, it's about learning to feel your feelings fully and share them appropriately. So, and ultimately, it's about self-love, learning to, like, have the right relationship with yourself so that then you're able to have good relationships with others. And so anything I talk about here, whether it's your life purpose or your heartline or anything else, there's a student path and a master path, meaning some days we're not doing so well, we're learning our lessons, that's the student path, and when we're doing well with it, we're on the master path, right? Mm-hmm. And let me back up a minute. For most people, there's another element in fingerprints called your life school. Okay, there's life purpose, life lesson, and life school. But your life school and your life lesson are the same thing, which is we call it the school of love. And that's because of the loop fingerprints. You have almost all loop fingerprints. And so what I'm talking to you about is your life school, but we don't need to separate it. It's the same thing as your life lesson. So it makes my job a little simpler. I don't need to talk about a separate life lesson. So basically, the school of love is your life lesson. And on the student path, which is like to be expected at some point, you know, on and off, very common things people will do in the school of love is stuffing your feelings. Or even before you get to stuffing your feelings, it might be just not even feeling your feelings. Like, I don't do feelings that, you know, I'm not, you know, that's just not who I am. But if you stuff your feelings long enough, what happens? Eventually you're gonna blow up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've never done either one of those, have you? Come on, you're Italian, right?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always say I'm very strong to a point, but you push me to that limit, watch out, then it's over.
Okay. But what about the, like, do you tend to kind of keep your feelings in a lot, not really share what's going on with you?
I deal with my feelings by myself inwardly. I'm very
mm-hmm.
strong, and I don't dwell on things. I deal with it, and I move on.
Okay. So the key word to all this is appropriate. It's not about sharing all your feelings all the time. It's in, you know, every situation you get into, it's figuring out how much are you supposed to share, what's appropriate here. you know, and you get it right sometimes, you get it wrong sometimes. But, you know, you'll know when it's wrong, when it's eating you up inside because you wish you had said that or whatever, or you wish you didn't say that thing, you know. And but this is going to be your, this is your life lesson for this whole life. So I would expect you to go from one of those extremes to the other extreme, you know, throughout your life, on and off. But, you know, hopefully over time, as we get older, we get better at, you know, learning to do it right where it feels good. I share enough, I'm able to tap into my feelings. I can share enough that I'm able to connect with people in a way that I want to, you know, and things work out. So that's your life lesson. And that's, and the thing is where I said that kind of can get in the way of your purpose. So, you know, you may have relationship stuff that's going to distract your attention from figuring out what you really want to do as far as a, you know, your career or job or whatever, because, you know, you're getting caught up in drama, you know, and that's easy to do. And so that's where it's like, it's a, you know, matter of just keeping, you're paying attention, really, bringing the awareness to when emotional stuff comes up and is distracting you, to be aware that's your life lesson. Is it taking away from your purpose, you know? Go ahead. You keep cutting in and out a little bit. I don't know if it's your phone, but don't be what?
I'm sorry. I'm just making notes. Don't be careful of being distracted because that could throw me off my path.
Yeah, and it will happen, but, you know, awareness is key, you know, to get back to where you want to be, you know. Also, I want to talk about some gift markings. We don't have a lot of time left, and, you know, we can always kind of follow this up another time to, you know, with more information. Okay. But for now, I do have somebody else coming in about 5 minutes, but I want to tell you about two more things here today.
Okay.
And that is, especially because you're in the School of Love, and I mean, because that's your life lesson, I just want to talk a little bit about your heart lines, because that talks about your emotional style, the way you're designed to feel and express your feelings. That's the way, what's appropriate for you. And but your heart lines are interesting. I mean, it's not uncommon to have two different ones, and you do. So your right hand is one that it's kind of like it started out to be one kind and then it changed into something else. So the heart line's the one, like I said before, it's the highest horizontal line on your hand, after, you know, below your fingers, starts under your pinky and goes across your hand. And it starts going up towards, on your right hand, it starts going up towards your middle finger. But then if you keep following it, you'll see it goes up to the index finger, Jupiter. Okay. And so can you see what I'm talking about on your hand?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So as it started going up to Saturn, the middle finger, if it kept going in that direction, that would have been, we would have called that the passionate heart line. That's fire energy. That's the I want what I want and I want it now energy, or in a more polite way, I know what I want and I know how to ask for it. And it's creative, it's spontaneous, it's take action now energy. And that, it looks like you started out with that, but the way it turned and went over to Jupiter, it turned into what we call the big heart energy. So the first one is a me first energy. It's not wrong, not wrong or right. It's just how you were going to be designed. I'm sorry, one second. Okay. And then it turned into a you first energy, where you learn to take care of other people. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. So this says you become a nurturer, taking care of everybody else first. Okay. And that's fine, but the thing is you still have the passion energy in there, and so you want to make sure you still honor that somehow, and that's connected to you have passion as part of your life purpose, so that's like really important. And like if you are disconnected from your passions or disconnected from that part of you that is able to say, this is what I want, and do it now instead of checking with everybody else and taking care of everybody else first, that's kind of stopping a part of you. It's kind of squishing a part of you down that needs to be honored, basically. Does that make sense?
Completely. Completely, yeah.
And by the way, by the way, you also have a line on, I'm pretty sure you do. It was hard to tell, but I blew it up on the computer. It looks like your hand on your left hand has a line we call a bending over backwards line, which it's hard to explain where it is, but it kind of comes off of your heart line and curves down. And it's kind of a, it suggests that you might be somebody who is one to take care of, to rearrange your emotional needs for other people. It's a power giveaway.
Totally.
So, but again, this doesn't tell me you're doing this a lot today. You might have been doing it worse 5 years ago and you've gotten better about this. I don't know. But you want to pay attention to that. And that's one of the things that can change on your hands. That can, you ideally would like that to go away as you get better at taking, you know, standing in your power, taking care of you first, learning to say no, setting boundaries.
Right.
Those things may not be that easy for you.
Right.
But anyway, I said I didn't want to just dump a bunch of information on you, but I do have a few more things I want to tell you. But, well,
yeah.
We have a few more minutes. I mean, we could go deeper into these things, but I did want to mention you have several gift markings. And I wanted to talk about these because you were saying, well, I'm not sure what kind of business I would do or whatever. Gift markings are different line formations that indicate extra potential talent in different areas. Most people don't have even one gift marking. And you have three or four. It's hard to say for sure about a couple of them, but
wow.
But you definitely have the gifted healer gift marking, which is under your pinkies on both hands. There are vertical lines on your right hand. On your left hand, it looks like you have a lot of them. It's a little hard to see in the handprint. And there, on the right hand, you have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 8 of them. So this says that you're a healer. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
All right, well, let me put it this way. They're under Mercury, which is the pinkies. Mercury is a communication marker. So the healer here is really about sharing psychological insights with people.
Okay.
It's about, since you're probably good at listening to people and share and knowing, you know, what to say and how to hold space for people.
Okay.
But being a gift marking here is the gift marking wants to be a central part of your life. It wants to be more than you being the water cooler counselor. This is something you should be getting paid for. Some sort of therapist, counselor, something like that.
You know what? Ever since seventh grade, I wanted to be a teen counselor, and I never did it.
No?
So that's crazy that you're saying. Wow.
Well, your hand said you should be doing something like that. And this is an intuition marking, by the way. All right, so I'm going to just mention a few of the others. I didn't think we were going to have enough time to talk for a whole hour until I got another person for the second half, but we actually could have done a whole hour. But at first, I didn't see that much in your hands to talk about, but now I realize I could have. Sorry about that. Two more intuition markings. You have a line of clairvoyance and a moon star. So the moon is the area of your hand opposite, the thumb. The lowest part of your hand opposite the thumb is the moon. Moon is connected to your core identity. It's your spiritual connection. It's your it connects to your intuition, things like that. Star on the moon is flashes of intuition. And you also have a line of clairvoyance, which like curves around the moon and kind of goes right through the star, and that's constant access to intuition. So, can you relate to that? No.
Gosh, not really. In a very small way, I would say.
I'm not surprised.
To tap into that more, knowing I have that, you know, I could look into developing.
Yeah, there are things you can do. And I'm not surprised because there are things indicating that the moon is crying out for that it's being neglected. You have what we call a droopy moon that I don't know you can see on the hand, but on the hand print, it looks like on your left hand, it's kind of drooping down and like lower than the rest of it. So that, and you have like grids in the moon and horizontal lines. So all that is like block energy, and saying that, indicating probably deferring your personal needs to other people. So once again, it's not taking care of your core needs or your core self, too busy taking care of everybody else. And when you can find a way to do that, that's how you're going to get more clear on what your passions are. And again, maybe connected to bring the healer in here somehow. And by the way, one more, and then I have to go. But like I said, we can finish this another time. You also have an Apollo star. This is a big deal. This is Apollo is the ring finger. And on your left hand, under Apollo, you have a nice big star, like a six-pointed star. I don't know if you can see it. But the old Thomists called that fame and fortune in the arts. But it's about Apollo is about creativity and or visibility. This is about making money with your creativity or making money being seen, and it could be being seen for whatever you're doing with your whatever the healer thing is. The healer and the you know, Apollo star want to work together.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cut this short. So before I say goodbye, like I said, we can definitely get in touch with me. We'll do this some more. But do you have any thoughts or questions before I say goodbye?
No, all I can say is I took a ton of notes, and I thank you so much. This was amazing, and absolutely most of it I completely can relate to, and the other stuff I'm going
You're
gonna
have to think about, right?
And look into those other things. I don't want to be living at less my potential. So
Well, good.
So
awesome.
I know you.
You
need
are
to
very
run.
Welcome.
Great
It was great talking to you. We'll be in touch. We can, you know, kind of finish this up another time. And thanks for being here. All right.
You.
Take care, Grace Ann.
Bye.
Bye. Do we have Isabel on the line? Do we have Isabel? Hello?
Unmuted now?
Yes, you are. Isabel, hello.
Hello, Chris. Hi.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm good. Very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Sorry I ran a little over with Grace Ann.
That's okay.
But now let's put her handprint over there because yours are very different, and we don't want to confuse you people. I don't know that I could. Let's bring up Isabel's hands. Where are they? I have you on the computer. Where'd they go? Here we go. So so I don't know you very well. What do you do? No, actually, if anybody's listening, I do know Isabel, and we have talked about her hands before. And right now I'm looking at new handprints, sort of, new hands. And see, Isabel, you're difficult because there's so many things we could talk about. But guess what? I made a list of some things that have changed for you.
Okay,
and,
good.
But before I bring them up, here's one of your hands. There's the other one. excuse me. Let me ask you, what's going on in your life? Anything significant or new or stressful or difficult that we might want to address?
New is that I'm living on my own for the first time in my whole life.
Woo-hoo.
And that's been about 6 months because I've always been in some relationship or another or living with family members. So that's been fun.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And, you know, it's challenging as well, but I'm learning to be alone more and use my time wisely and just enjoy that part of my life that I never really had before.
Well, that just tells me right where to start then, because that brings in your life lesson that I'm thinking your life lesson has been activated and you're doing well with it. Do you remember what your life lesson is?
It is probably
it's okay if you don't.
Stand on your own two feet and be responsible.
Well, responsible, yeah. I don't know that I would say that first part quite that way, but certainly it's about responsibility. Interestingly,
that was my beautiful parent voice.
Okay. Well, interestingly, you have the opposite life lesson as the last person. That was her. I mean, that was her life purpose, and
okay.
your life lesson is responsibility. And so, right now, what you just described is you have to be responsible now because you took on a bunch of stuff. So that's awesome. So let's see what's changed because of that or since that. So interestingly, I'm not sure how old these handprints are that I'm looking at, the older ones, but
they're probably like
regardless.
5 years old.
Yeah, okay. So, but what I see, comparing that to the new ones, your headline and your heartline have both gotten significantly longer. They already were long.
Right.
So for those who don't know what that means, so your headline talks about how you think. A long, straight headline is the longer the line, the more time you spend in it, whatever it is. So the headline is about thinking. So this says that you before you were a thinker who never stopped thinking, but now this line goes like off your hand. So I don't think you have time to sleep because you're always thinking. And I want to know what you're thinking about. but your heart line also has gotten longer. So you're thinking and feeling even more than ever.
Wonderful.
And interestingly, on your left hand, your headline has gotten like totally different. You have a whole new fork of headline that goes at the end. It goes up towards Mercury, which is the pinky. I'm not sure exactly what to do with that, but the lower fork is the older one, and that one got way longer. It goes to the end of your palm.
Right.
There's just more thinking. But the other one going up to Mercury, Mercury is about being quick, sharp, and clever ideas.
Well,
so maybe you're getting...
That one, I see it forking, but it looks like it's going straight out to the side on the fork. On my left hand, right?
On the left hand, yeah.
Okay.
You see, well, you have so many lines. On this picture I have with the ink on your hand, this is really clear. So I'll send this back to you and show you. But, yeah, this is really clear because I compared it to the other print. And so let's say, definitely that's got a new thing there. I'm not exactly sure, but you've got, it's two different ways of thinking, basically, is what I see. Okay.
Right.
What did I write here? I have notes. That was what I wrote. Here's a positive. On the older hand, not the one I have up, it's the right hand. You have a lot of the attack lines generally will come from Mars. Mars is the area between the thumb and the index finger, and they can go all the way across the hand. But there are some attack lines that come from the opposite edge of the hand, and you had some Pluto attack lines. You had one big one on your right hand, I think. Here it is. This is the right hand, yeah. And it's gone now.
Well, where did Pluto come?
Pluto is right under, say, go under the pinky, Mercury, and go right under the heart line is the Pluto area.
Yeah.
So Pluto is about radical transformation.
It looks like a little bit of a roller coaster headed toward my thumb from the base of the pinky or from the heart line.
I see that coming from the thumb going up to Mercury. I see that you have a lot of lines going that way, which I think those are attack lines, I think, going to Mercury. So that would be intimacy attack lines. Probably attacking your previous relationships would be my guess because, I know a thing or two about you. But, you have so many lines. It's hard to say what to focus on. But I'm going to – hold on. I'm doing a little bit of time. I wanted to mention the things that jumped out at me, especially ones that were new. So on the right hand – you have a new Apollo star. This is your right hand. Yeah, so Apollo is the ring finger. And
right.
under Apollo, you have a beautiful six-pointed star. Can you see that? It's not right under the finger. It's closer to the heart line. It's right above the heart line.
Uh-huh.
You have two strong Apollo lines coming straight down from the Apollo finger, and it's just to the right of that.
Yes.
Yeah, so you got a nice, clear Apollo star, which is about, I was just telling the previous person, fame and fortune in the arts, or getting paid for your creativity or for being visible at whatever it is that you're doing.
Well, good. That's wonderful.
Big, explosive Apollo energy. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Explosive? I said I'm ready.
Okay, well, good, because you also have a great big moon star that's jumping out. Also on the right hand.
Uh-huh.
So you got big moon star. Moon star is flashes of intuition. And then you have a big Jupiter star, which is, this is all on the right hand. And these are all new. The Jupiter star, so that's under the index finger. Jupiter is about power, leadership. But your Jupiter star, there's kind of two of them there, but they're kind of in a box. Remember those boxes?
Oh, yeah.
But so the Jupiter star is about really getting out there and being not public. Public is the Apollo star. Jupiter is about the super high achiever, being some sort of a leader. But the fact that there's a box around it suggests that you might be resisting that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Is that possible?
Well, I can... Yes, I can talk myself out of doing things that I know I could be doing or should be doing.
But so those three right there, Apollo star, moon star, Jupiter star, right there you've got a story that says you need to get out there, be seen, be a leader, doing something moony. Well, because I will remind you that your purpose is the moon. It's a spiritual teacher.
Right.
Your highest ranked fingerprint is a nice whorl on the moon. And you are an illuminator. So for anybody listening who doesn't know, that's from your hand shape, which is it's fire and air. It's a tall hand with a ton of lines. The tall hand is air and a million lines is fire. The illuminator is here to learn about yourself, do deep personal work, and then share it with other people. And but these new stars are saying you need to get out there and do it in a big way.
Indeed.
Oh, and here's another new thing I found.
Okay.
You have a new on your left hand. Left hand? Yeah. It's funny, I'm looking at the photo, so normally I'm looking at handprints. And so
right.
The photo is the actual, the right hand, I mean the correct hand. Anyway, I have both photos and prints of yours. But anyway, this is your left hand. You have what's called a second circle star, and that was not there before, I don't think. So that is, where your thumb connects to Venus, okay, start looking in towards Venus. I mean, go into Venus a little bit, but pretty close to the thumb, there's a nice star. Can you see that?
I see so many lines.
Yeah, you have a lot. But this one is, let's see, is it here? There it is. I'm going to make it bigger. Hard to say from the photo, but I would say maybe a half an inch from where your thumb connects, just pretty much right in the middle of where the thumb is. So the second circle star is... So the first circle would be your close, your immediate family. Second circle would be close friends.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so the star there is just suggesting that your second circle, having a second circle is really important to you in some way.
So the circles are around the thumb, the base of the thumb. And the first one
usually they're imaginary, but you have actual circles there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Closer to the tip of the thumb. Is that correct?
No, not on the thumb. We're talking about on the palm.
Right, on the palm.
And when I'm saying second circle, we're not talking about physical circles on your thumb. We're talking about your circle of influence, circle of people close to you. you have your family, right. And then you go out one is second circle. But no, it's not a physical thing on the hand. But the star right there is called the second circle, saying that your second circle of people are really important to you in some way.
Yes.
So I'm thinking since that's new and those other ones are new, those people may be important to getting yourself out there in a big way.
Uh-huh.
Especially since you're doing the responsible thing now, you know, you need to be responsible to your purpose.
Yes.
Which is what? What was your purpose?
My purpose is to be a shining star, no matter who you are. Shine like the sea.
That's right. That's right. You got it.
You tell me what it is, my purpose. Oh.
No, I liked it. That was good.
Not my lesson, but my purpose. My purpose is what? Tell me.
Spiritual teacher. It's doing your moony stuff. Sharing your...
This.
Yeah, so the moon is, you know, your core identity. It's your connection to who you real the big you and your spiritual connection and the way that you connect to that, the things that you've learned about that, your astrology, of course, but anything else or whatever ways that you do that, you share with other people.
Right.
And when you're doing well with that illuminator thing, and that's the spiritual teacher's the purpose, but also as the illuminator, you need to remember to take care of number one, because the illuminator can forget that.
Yes.
You can be, especially with this long headline, you might be so busy thinking, you might forget, you know, to eat or something.
Right.
Right.
You know what, I've developed a bad habit, and it does keep my mind active at night because I listen to podcasts at night.
Yeah, and up, how late are you up? All night?
All night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I miss a lot, of course. I'm sleeping. But when I wake up, there they are talking in my ear.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's part of the path of the illuminator is just keep learning more and more because it's who you are. You've got to learn. excuse me. I don't know if this one's new, but it's getting my attention anyway, and I don't know that we've talked about this. On your right hand, you have a star of intention, which is, you know where that is?
No.
On the tip of the upper part of your thumb.
Okay.
Right hand. It's kind of at the lowest part of the upper portion is where yours is, but it's a big star there. Star of intention is, as you know, I believe, the thumb is about how we manifest, and the upper part is about your will. It's about having a strong will and being able to, to manifest your intentions really easily.
Right.
The opposite of that would be, you know, manifesting other people's intentions instead. And that would be a case of, again, not taking care of you, you know.
Right.
But being on the responsible path, dealing with your life lesson in a good way right now, that seems like it would fit in there.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, and by the way, excuse me, the pollen's getting me today. I'm sorry, one second. Keep an eye on the time. We got about 5 more minutes to wrap it up. But I wanted to mention that another positive I see going disappearing is, I don't know, on your right hand it kind of changed, but on the left hand it disappeared. Oh, wait, I'm looking at these. So on your right hand, on the edge of your hand, on underneath your pinky, which is Mercury, if you go under your heart line, right there now there's like a box there that it looks like a window. It's like four boxes there. That used to be... on the old handprints, it was more vertical lines there, and that is called a Jacob's ladder. So which you actually still have on the actually, if you look at your left hand, you have to keep holding my hand to make sure I'm looking at the right one. Your left hand has the Jacob's ladder But
I see it.
The thing about it now is it's kind of sliding off your hand now. And the one on the right, it seems like it's just disappearing. And this is good because this is a challenge marker. It's named after, there's a playground, think of the playground equipment that you, it's like a rope ladder that you climb up, but it's only attached by one rope on the top and the bottom. And then you get almost there and it spins and you fall off. And it's kind of impossible.
Right.
So this was named for that because this is about working really hard and getting nowhere and just putting in lots and lots of effort. It's you know, at impossible tasks. So it's about just putting that kind of energy into feeling like you're just never going to succeed at something and frustration and that sort of thing. I don't know what specifically it was connected to, but it's going away.
Well, that's a good sign. I like it.
Yeah. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
On the left hand.
On the left hand, you can definitely see it, but compared to the old one, it seems like it's sliding off the hand. It's less. It was more prominent earlier, which is weird. It's like sliding on the off the hand is kind of hiding out. So
that's pretty cool. You can see things change over time.
Yeah. It's been amazing how I see. Just your headline, how it's changed is crazy. And your heart line. Your heart line has gotten longer. So how can you just feel and think even more? What are you thinking about?
Well, I'm out in the cosmos, you know, and I do so much of that, just figuring out, like, the big cycles that we're going through, like the 250-year cycle of the Pluto return that was the American Revolution. Now we're back in that same place. We're going through the same thing, but in a different way, of course. So I get so far out there that it's really hard to even bring it back in and apply it to daily life because it's cosmic. You know, it's thinking about the big picture.
Yeah, and that's what I would expect you to be thinking about with these hands. And so, the tricky part is how do you make it something you can work with to do something with it.
Yeah.
But it looks like you're getting there.
Well,
I mean, these hands are crazy.
I wake up every day and I'm so glad I'm here. And, you know, as long as that happens, I'll keep on keeping on doing what I'm doing to the best of my ability.
Yeah. Awesome. And by the way, still your strongest line is still your Mercury lines on both hands, but especially the left hand. Which Mercury is a really
line.
A super strong Mercury line says that you are a seeker, somebody who would stay up all night listening to podcasts like that, looking for the truth, looking for what's real. That's a Mercury line. But you also have super strong Apollo line and Saturn lines, and together it forms kind of a W. I mean, we pretend it is because we call the three strong lines like that together. We call it the wow marker because it's just so much strong energy because none of those lines
Apollo,
are required lines.
Jupiter and what else?
Saturn, Apollo, and Mercury. You have a line coming up from like the base of your hand up to each one of those. I mean, you have multiple lines going to each one, but you can, if you kind of back up a bit, you can see that they're strong. They go all the way from the finger down to the bottom or the other way.
Right.
They're strong.
Yeah.
That's just go, 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 go energy. Says you need a mission. You need a quest.
I do need a
quest. Yeah. So it sounds like you're on the right path, my dear.
Well, thank you for that. I certainly appreciate that. And
you're welcome.
My headline or my heart line getting longer and turning into a romantic idealist. That was pretty exciting too, right?
Well, I think you were a romantic idealist before, which is your long straight heart line, but you've become an extreme romantic idealist, which is somebody who thinks about their feelings more than feeling their feelings, processes their feelings more through your head than your heart. And so, that's just more, so you have intellectualized your feelings.
Right.
So that could be a challenge there. which, by the way, I forgot you're in the School of Love. You have almost all loops.
Exactly.
I was thinking you were School of Service, but so that's interesting. That School of Love, like I talked to the previous person about, wants you to connect with your feelings and feel them fully and share them appropriately.
Right.
And School of Love people don't want to do that. And so there you go, intellectualizing your feelings with that really long, straight heart line. So it's like, no, I'm not going to feel those feelings. I'm going to think about them instead. But hey, that's who you are. It's okay. It's not bad. You have to honor who you are. And then, so in fact, with Love and Romantic Idealist Heartline, what is appropriate is, the thing is, you don't want to go too extreme. You want to be your type, but you need to integrate your opposite a little bit. So, you want to learn to practice being a little more fiery with your emotions.
I see.
I know, easy for me to say,
integrate
but I've got
opposite.
What was that?
I said integrate the opposite.
Yes, a little bit, just a little. Just a little. Looks like our time is about up. Do you have any last thoughts or questions?
No, I appreciate it, though, and I want to continue the conversation, of course, at the our next opportunity.
Of course we can.
And I want to talk to you on the phone after we hang up.
Sure. And then, excuse me, can you tell anybody listening why they might want to have a hand reading if they have not?
Well, because it will confirm things that you know about yourself that are wonderful, and it'll also gently illuminate you to the things that need to be worked on.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much. And I will talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Now, anybody else who's still listening, if you're interested in having your hands read on the air for free, email soulnews, soulnews, @gmail.com, and give us your mailing address so I can send you a handprinting kit. And once I have your handprints, we can get you on the calendar. If you would like your hands read privately, send me an email at christine@yourcreativepurpose. Again, give me your mailing address. I'll send you a handprinting kit and give you a 33% discount off of private reading. Make sure you mention that you heard me here on News for the Soul Radio. Also, please join my Facebook group, The Art of Living on Purpose. Thanks again for listening, and I will be back April 15th. Thank you. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.